I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
It is in seasons like this that we know the difference between those who love the Lord and those who are just part of the crowd. It's in seasons like this. In the days of Daniel, Bible says that a declaration, a decree was made that nobody should call upon any God. Nobody should call upon the name of the Lord. Nobody should pray for a season, a month or more. And the Bible says that a lot of the children of God on that land in those days did not pray. You and I know that it was not only Daniel who was there. There were many other Jews, whether they did not pray. But the Bible says that Daniel, because he was a steadfast believer, so Daniel was the only one who stood for God. In our time, we are not even facing lions. We are not facing the furnace of fire. Ask somebody, are you facing lions? Is the government just says it's going to feed you to lions? No, it's not going to feed you to fire or an oven to consume you. He's simply saying that don't make noise, don't use instruments. And that one alone, a lot of Christians will not go to church. Because to them, without instruments, you can't sing. To them, without instruments, you can't serve God. But that narrative is wrong. Amen. Amen. Lift up your right hand and say, I'm not like them. By the grace of God, I am like Daniel. I love the Lord in good season and in bad season. Amen. Give your snap of your finger for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Mean that no matter what, we serve God. Amen? Amen. Now, tonight I want to pray with you, but before I pray with you, I want to build on what we started on Sunday. And on Sunday, I spoke to you about certain things that divine partnership brings us. Amen. Do you remember? I was speaking about the foundations necessary for business and career breakthrough. That for you to be able to experience breakthrough in your business, in your career life, you need certain foundations. Amen. Oh, amen. Pay attention. I know tonight there is UC or whatever going on, UEFA Champions League going on. So a lot of guys are tempted. Me the pastor, I'm tempted. So I know that even the members are tempted. We are all tempted. As I'm here now, I wish I'm watching some. I can't hide the fact that I wish I'm watching, because Madrid is also my team. My team in Spain is Madrid. You see? So I understand. But you are a good... Every guy I see here has earned my respect. I wasn't expecting you to come. Like this boy like this. I wasn't expecting you to come here. Every guy I've seen here has earned my respect. So the ladies, look for a guy near you and say, I respect you. I respect you. You have earned my respect. Amen. All right, so let's finish quickly so that perhaps we may get some extra time to watch, to just, you know, hallelujah. Don't be on your phone watching live scores. Kelvin, Christ Boy, all the guys, don't be on your phone watching live scores. Me, I'm preaching, so I don't get the benefit to watch live score. You can also watch live score. Focus on what we are doing. And when we start praying, focus on the prayer. And when we go, watch highlight. Amen. Or we can pray one prayer that the team should go to penalty so that we can get some to watch. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, that's by the way. All right, so foundations. So we are looking at foundations for business and career breakthrough. Foundation for business and career breakthrough. Foundation for business and career breakthrough. So we have already established that work is not a curse. Work is not the curse that God gave Adam. Adam was already working before sin entered. Adam was taking care of the garden. Adam was already working before sin entered into the garden. Amen. Do you all understand that? Then we also established that God doesn't want us to be poor, doesn't want us to be lazy. He wants us to work. And if God will bless any man, he blesses actually the work of his hands. These are the things we establish on Sunday. That if God says that I will bless you, he's actually saying that I will bless the work of your hands. When the Bible was describing Job, the Bible says that when the devil was describing Job, the devil said that, is it not because you have made a wall of fire, a hedge of fire around all that he does? The work of his hands, you are blessed. So even the devil knows that the secret to Job's success was the work of his hands. So if somebody is going to prosper, most of the times God does two things for the person. Either God increases the work you are doing if you won't change your work. Otherwise, God will change your work for you because you cannot be blessed beyond your work. So you see that there are certain professions that looks like automatically when people enter, they start getting money. For example, people go to school for 7 years. By the time they become doctor, you know they will get money. As for a car, at least they will not be poor in the society. At least they will be average. If let's say for instance, the person is not good at keeping money, he's living lavishly, he may not be as rich as Bill Gates. But the fact that he's a doctor, he will get something in his pocket. More than what a carpenter may get. Not that I'm looking down on that. More than even what maybe a marketer will get in a company. Because he schooled for 7 years, you schooled for 4 years. There are differences. Do you get it? So the work you do can automatically make you rich. So when God blesses the work of a man, that is how the man can really become successful in life. So it's either God is changing what you are doing. If what you are doing is not what God wants you to do, or what you are doing, it's something that you should not be doing. God will change it if he really means blessing you. And if he doesn't want to change it, and out of what you are doing, you will be blessed, then God lays the blessings on what you are doing. He can't bless your head. He blesses the work of your hands. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
I get what I'm saying. So tonight, one of the prayers that we will pray is for God's blessings to come on the work of your hands. On Sunday, we couldn't get time to pray. But we are going to spend the time to go over the things that I taught you, to pray them. Okay? Yeah. So we spoke about the first foundation. And we said it's the foundation of what? Of divine partnership. Of partnership with God. That nobody can be successful. No child of God. I'm not talking about unbelievers. They have their own ways. Some of them are using other powers. They are using other things. So they have their own ways. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, so divine partnership, that God will be involved in your life. So I pray for everyone seated here that may God be practically involved in your life.
Amen.
That you will not run this race alone. You will not fight this battle of life alone. You will not do this business or this career you are trying to pursue. You will not pursue it alone, but God will be practically involved in your life. Let me hear an amen. So if God, and then we saw the example of how God was practically involved in the life of Abraham. He said, I will bless you. Leave your father's house. Go to a land that I will show you. I will be with you and I will bless you. He did it. And then he appeared to Isaac, his son, and told him, Genesis 26, that I, the Lord, will be with you. Don't go to Egypt. Those days, they were all traveling to Egypt. Like today, everyone is going to Europe or America. And God appeared to him and said, do not move to Europe or America. Stay in this land. It's like to say, stay in Africa. Do you get it? Stay in this land. I'm not saying you stay in this land, but I am explaining the Bible because the way you have found your face all of a sudden. That's not what I'm doing. But I'm trying to say that assuming you have heard that people are traveling, migrating, and you also want to go, and you have a dream, and God appears to you and says that stay here. This is where your prosperity is. Will you obey or not? That was the story of Isaac. Isaac was following everyone migrating for greener pastures in Egypt. And God appeared to him that night when he had packed his bag and was about to leave. And God appeared to him in a dream and told him that don't live here. I am the God who blessed your father. I'm going to be with you in this land. And the Bible says that he obeyed, and God really prospered him in the land. So it's not really about where you are. It's about who is with you. Tell somebody, it's not really about where you are. It's about who is with you. Because if you find yourself in America and God is not with you, you are likely to be poor and unsuccessful. But if you find yourself in Africa because God says so, God is with you, then you are very, very sure that you will succeed in Africa. Amen. I tell people that I'm not one of the people who will leave Africa and go and permanently stay in maybe Europe or America. God has not spoken to me that way. Okay? And I only know what God has spoken to me. If God speaks to me, I'll tell you that God has spoken to me. But as far as I know, God has not spoken to me. It doesn't mean God cannot speak to me. God can speak to me. God told Abraham, kill your son. And God came back and said, don't kill your son. So God can speak today, say something, and speak tomorrow, and say the opposite. God can. Don't box God. That I can't 10 years ago, son of a can this year. It's not true. God can change. Once you have obeyed the instruction, he can now give you the next instruction. And the next instruction may be opposite to the previous instruction. Do you understand it? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So now, it is not where you are necessarily. It is whether God is with you in what you are doing or not. So most of the times, it is not really what you are doing per se. It is if God is with you or not. So you must endeavor to secure divine partnership. God must be on your boat. God must be in your ship. God must be with you. Peter labored all night with his team, but they caught nothing. But the moment they partnered with Jesus, they got bumper harvest, or they had a great catch, a net breaking miracle. So maybe you are struggling with one kind of job. It's not necessarily that God wants you to change it just because you are not doing well in it. But God can bless that same job. So the whole equation about a Christian's life and success and career success is what God is saying or what God is doing in your life. It's all about that. Whether you are with God or you are not with God, it's what makes a child of God succeed or fails. Whether God is it, don't get me wrong. When I say you are with God or you are not with God, you can be a child of God and God is not actively involved in your life. I explained that to you on Sunday. That the fact that you are in this church does not mean that I'm actively involved in your life as your pastor. So the fact that you are in Christ does not mean that the Holy Spirit is actively involved in your life. He may go mute. I taught you that last month. The Holy Spirit he has been given to you. You received him. You are born again. But he is very silent in your life. That means that you don't have divine partnership. Imagine you are in a room with someone and you don't talk. You don't talk about anything about anything. You don't say anything about anything. Would you like such a friend? You are in a room with someone who doesn't say anything about anything that you do. It's like anything you are doing, just watching you. He doesn't say anything about anything. Amen. It's a sign that now that person has become passive in your life. That means that no matter what happens to you, that person doesn't care anymore. Now, that is what leads a lot of children of God into danger. So, I'm a child of God. Why am I struggling? Why did I do this business? It failed. Did God speak to you? Is God really in your life? Is he actively involved in your life? That's divine partnership. So tell the one by you that God must be involved in the details of your life. Very, very important. Otherwise, you are likely to work at the wrong place, read the wrong course, do the wrong job, go to the wrong city or the wrong town, relocate to the wrong place. There are certain places you go even stay. All your money will get wasted. There are certain places you go and stay. The principalities in that location. I followed my mother when I was very, very young. She has, because of the situations of life, she has really stayed in several places. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because of situations of life, they're too rough. Today we are staying here, tomorrow we are staying here. With rooms. Now, one of the places that we went to have one of our adventure was Malam. Malam, Abiasi, they call somewhere Abiasi, yes. That place. I've stayed there before. I stayed there some months, and I said she should continue. I won't come again. I'm staying on Odoko. I left and started sleeping in the church in Odoko. I'm going. When I arrived there, first night when I started praying, the spirit in the area appeared to me. It was a huge vulture. A huge vulture appeared in a vision. And the vulture asked me that, what am I doing here? Have I come here to disturb Otini baby? Then I realized that, see, where you go and stay matters. See, some battles are there. Now, so you are in trouble. So imagine my mother who had gone to stay where a vulture roots. Can she fight a Methodist woman? Can she fight that battle? Methodist old woman, not even a prayerful Methodist person. How can you fight such a battle? So when I realized that I didn't come to bargain for this, I came back to my other call. Say, stay there with your vultures. Amen. So what matters is where God wants you to be. It's very, very important. Amen. It looks like I'm preaching Sunday's message again, so let me go, because I have a message for you today before the time is up, because I want to close early, and maybe you can go and watch some of the finals, the penalty kicker or something. Amen. Or I'm falling. Hallelujah. All right, so we'll pray the things that divine partnership brings you when God is actively involved in your life. I mentioned about 8 things. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 things that divine partnership gives you. So we'll pray them when we rise up, okay? But now, I want to talk to you about the second foundation, because Sunday, I want to deal with the third. I don't want to use this. I don't want to do this on Sunday. So let's discuss this in the next 15 minutes, and then we pray. Then we pray for like 20 to 25 minutes, and then we can bless the Lord. All right, so let's look at the second foundation. Aside, as a child of God, you want to prosper in your career, in your business, in whatever you do with your hands. You want God to bless you in it. You want to break through in it. Aside the fact that you must be sure that God is involved in what you are doing. God is involved in that business. God is involved in that nursing career or whatever you want to do. God is involved in that your engineering or whatever you are pursuing. Aside the fact that you must ensure that God is involved in the decisions you are making, number two, you must have the foundation of knowledge. Everybody say foundation of knowledge. Foundation. And I want you to write, because you are in church, okay? Write that either on your phone or somewhere. Write it so that you can, one day you chance on it, it will help you remember. Foundation of knowledge. Please come. Foundation of knowledge. Foundation of knowledge. Foundation of knowledge. What is knowledge? Knowledge is simply the acquisition of intelligent information, or acquisition of information. Basically, information, getting information is knowledge. When you acquire information about something, you have knowledge about that thing. You acquire knowledge about a product. You acquire information about a product. You have knowledge about that product. You acquire information about a profession. You have knowledge about that profession or that career. Now, every one of us here, we are either pursuing a career or there's a profession that we are following after. Now, if we will be successful in that career or in school or whatever, we need knowledge. For one to be successful in any field of endeavor, write it down, you must acquire the requisite information about that field or that work. For you to have success, first and foremost, you see, now I've dealt with the spiritual side though. Maybe I may do in a spirit as some. I'm not talking about God anymore. So the other thing I'm coming to talk about, unbeliever and poor, yeah, ebebuano. Even if an unbeliever does it, he will benefit from it. It's only the number one that the unbeliever will not get. Knowledge about the field or the career you are pursuing is a requisite for success in that field. You cannot say you want to be a footballer when you don't know anything about football. You have to find out things about football. You can't say you want to be an engineer when you don't even know how to become. You have to find out how to become. Recently, I started searching about how to start a school because it's in my heart that I want to start a school. So I found out that I'm on the internet. I'm reading how to start a school. I told my wife. My wife also went to check some things, sent me some things about schools. I've started reading. Like joke. Next 5 years or 2 years or something, you see now that I've started. You say, "I read that, not sorry, yeah," but you don't know that I've been reading about it. Why? Well, should attend my school. You attend my school. Hey, you will be my teacher. You will stop your policing to come and teach. Amen. But you know, I'm serious about it. And it will happen. As I've started thinking, anything I think about happens for me. So as I've started thinking, I'm taking steps. I started reading. If they tell me that I should start doing this, I'll start doing. Gradually, by the time I realize one school has started, or one child has come. If it's in my hall, I'll start. Small, by the time I realize the school has been born. Now, that is how to get or how to prosper in any field. The first thing is information. Information. How can you get up and say you want to be an engineer? You know nothing about an engineer. There is no example of an engineer you know. You want to be a nurse. Why do you want to be a nurse? You don't even know anything about it. There are people who are in fashion who don't really know anything about fashion. But you need the knowledge. Hello, everyone here. I hope everyone here has something you are pursuing. If you have something you are pursuing or you are sleeping, that's your current profession. Is there something you are pursuing? Let me see your hand. Is there a career, a business, a profession that you are pursuing? Good. So now as I'm speaking, I want you to connect it to what I'm, because I may not cite your example. I may not mention what you are trying to achieve in your life. But as I'm speaking, see it like I'm counseling you one-on-one. That, okay, this thing I want to do, okay. Or see one, me making sure I say, "Nyame count." So start praying about that. That God, I want to do this. Should I go ahead? Then you start trying to engage God in it. Then the second thing is that you have to start acquiring what? Knowledge about it. You have to start inquiring, asking about it. Because I wanted to be a pastor, I started listening to information about it. It's called messages about pastors. I stopped listening to messages for professionals, messages for people who work and pastor. I started listening to my messages for full-time people because I realized that I needed to know how to be a full-time pastor without doing any other secular work. So I started feeding on that. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. The Bible says that study to show yourself approved. The word approved means qualified. Study to show yourself qualified as a workman. He didn't say a student. Because once you hear a study, you think it's for school people. It says as a workman, a worker who will not be ashamed. That means you won't fail. Who will not be ashamed? If you will not be ashamed in your office, or your career will not bring you shame, or you will not fail at what you are trying to do in the future, then you must study about what you want to do. If you want to do things right, it says rightly dividing the word of truth. If you want to rightly do something, you must acquire knowledge about the thing. Tell the one by you, if you want to rightly do something, acquire knowledge about it. Acquire knowledge about it. And their formation. Okay, recently we got a fan because of the doomso in the country now. We bought a rechargeable fan. And so I went to where my wife is currently with our baby. And once I got, I said, "Have you set it up?" "No." So I decided to read the manual first. So I went for the manual, I started reading. Some is in Japan, some is in Chinese, English. I was looking for what I can read. But you see, a typical black man is experiment. This one can do this. By the time we realize he has fought. By the time he realized, he has bought something. Meanwhile, most of these gadgets nowadays, you know, they are not that strong. So if you go and fidget with the thing and you spoil it. So because I want the thing to work well for me, I have to first read, acquire information about the thing. When I decided, listen, I schooled. For me to become a printing technologist, I had to school for how many years? I had my kindergarten, my nursery, my class one. You think it's all not part of your training? It's part. You can't get up and go to school and then just 4 years and become a degree holder. For you to get a degree, you should have first gotten this graduation from kindergarten and nursery. You should have first gone through lower primary, upper primary, JSS, now JHS, SHS, and all that. Before you can get a degree. So, for me to become a printing technologist, I have to go through all those years. It took me how many years? It took me, I completed when I was 21 years. So it took me 21 years to become a printing technologist. Don't compare it to your age, please. Otherwise, some of you will be discouraged. Say somebody completed 21 or whatever. So you too. But some of you by 21, one will first born. Dada. So don't try to compare those things. Because I realized that some people were gossiping. Don't compare. Amen. Are you following? But I realized that one trained me for a certain career. And now God appears to me and says that I'm not allowing you to do this work. I have a special assignment for you, a different career for you. Now that's where God comes in. If I decided to pursue it, I may fail in it, even though I have been trained, but I may not do well in it because divine partnership is not there. But I secured divine partnership. I realized that God wanted me to go into ministry fully, not half-half. So I dropped that one, and for me to go into the ministry food, I could have just gotten up and said, okay, God has appeared to me. He has showed me I should start. I just start preaching. Accept Jesus. Make him the Lord of your life. Blah, 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 blah. And I start. But I didn't do that. I went back to school to acquire knowledge. I went back. I did Word of Faith Bible Institute, Winners. Me, I've been to about three or so Bible schools. The first one was Winners, that's Bishop Edipo's Bible School. I went level one, BCC, LCC, LDC, the highest. I finished diploma. I put that aside. I went to Dominion Theological Seminary, Archbishop Duncan Williams. I went there 1 year. Whilst I was in my national service, I was schooling. I acquired knowledge from a different angle from there. Then, as if that was not enough. Now, when I finished my national service, I could have just said, oh, at least I have some info from these two Bible schools. I went to Kenneth Hagin Bible Training College, Rhema. And I studied there for 2 years from morning to like full-time school, not evening class. I did not joke with information. Tell somebody, don't joke with information. Now, that is one of the reasons why I'll be different and I am a different pastor from others. It's not because of age. It's not because of whatever. It's because some people... Like some people chose knowledge over speed. Some people went into it fast, fast, fast. And today they are still going in circles. Others also sought knowledge and preparation. We didn't downplay preparation. Tell someone, don't downplay preparation. Even if one's going to marketing, you have to be trained. Hairdressing, you have to be trained. Anything you want to do, there are people who don't like training. They go into apprenticeship or pentemere, and you finish and you are half baked. Half baked. I have realized by experience, by observing people, that most people who completed their apprenticeship program and they continue to stay with their bosses for a while, they become better than those who just finished the official 2 years or 3 years, not then they left. True or not true? Yes, I have examples in this church. All the people who completed and stayed, someone like Mr. Alote, most of the dresses I wear, he sells them. Someone like Pastor Jonah, these are people who completed and stayed. As for Alote, he worked with his boss more than 7 years. Gabriel worked with his boss more than 9 years. Now, that is why he can sew wedding gown. You think it's by 2 years training? Say, you are going for fashion school, and in 2 years you are back, Oga. You are not cooked. More than 9 years he was with his boss. Now that is how we excel in the profession. You go for training, you go for preparing, you go for knowledge. You must know enough about it. But those who are in a hurry to be their own boss, see, they don't get everything. There are some secrets you will not know. When you are in a hurry, your boss will not even get a chance to even teach you. But when you stay and you are now serving them, then you will be able to catch certain other things. That's how it is. So today I'm not talking about spiritual things, though. That's why I say, you don't like what I'm saying. I want you to be successful. Tell somebody, Pastor wants you to be successful. But I've realized that a lot of us are in a hurry. We are not ready for preparation. But the Bible says that in order for you to do things right, you must what? You must study to show yourself approved. In order for you to do things right, you must study. You must give yourself to acquire information about what you want to do. You want to go into a certain business. Take your time and start asking about it. Okay, so this pure water thing, or okay, this intos whatever business, okay, this so, like anything you want to go into, stop and ask questions about it. Let people go to people who have done it before. Let them talk to you. Let them talk to you about it. I've already planned. I decided that I'll speak to Pastor Jonah so that he will take me to when we were operating in Bawi, when our church was in Bawi, the school we were using. The man is very fair, an old man. I have decided that I will let him take me and my wife to go and see the old man, because I want to ask the old man how he started his school. I believe they can tell us how to start. You see, so before I venture in anything, I take time to investigate about it. Don't jump into a profession because somebody called you to come. Somebody just speak the point. You know nothing about how to market it. You don't know the psychology. You see, you have to understand the psychology of customers in that area. You see, there are products. If you sell it cheap, people won't buy. Yes. Unless you sell it expensive. There are products. If you sell it cheap, me or people will conclude that a fake. I dare we say they cheap, they fake. And papa. Meanwhile, there are other products. If you sell it expensive, nobody will buy. They want it cheap. You have to understand the psychology of intos buyers before you venture. You have to know where to sell that thing you want to sell. You want to sell bow. Say, okay, Auntie Mansa Swa, and or the bubbles, or the chair, or the boy, man, for me, one month. So you're also going to do it. You must acquire knowledge. Which people buy those things? Do they buy it cash and carry, or they buy it on credit? You have to know. What time should I sell? Because there are some things people will buy it at certain time. You can't go and sell pure water and early in the morning, chilled water, and you're standing in the traffic 6 o'clock. Nani part we did in our way. Why am I drowning now? You see, rather because you go early 6 o'clock, by the time it is 10, 11. that the weather is now changing, the sun is getting hotter, you are tired. Your water is warm. You have to go back home. But 6 o'clock, no, they will not call you. They will call the boat fruit seller. They will just, you go and say, boat fruit. You don't understand. You have no knowledge. You have no knowledge about it. Early in the morning, 6 o'clock, you are selling yogurt that is caked like something. Who buy that cold yogurt around early? So there are things that you must, but you will not know all these if you don't take your time to acquire knowledge about that thing you want to do. Don't let situation push you into things just like that. Sit down and allow and acquire knowledge about it. I don't do things by accident. I find out how it is done. How it is done. When we started planting branches, we had one problem at one of the branches. Then I sat down and said, no, there's something I don't know. How come others are managing thousands of branches and this thing doesn't really happen? What do I need? I started researching. Then I came across something called church management committee. And I said, okay, what is this? I read about it. I said, wow. Where you set a committee that runs the church and not the pastor that is preaching there. So that the pastor can be transferred at any time, yet the church will be stable because the pastor is not the one who controls things in the church. He can't say, I'm going for them to follow. Then I adopted it. Now that is what God used to save our church when we did transfer. Yes, because some of our people were trying to be stubborn, but that system will not allow them to break the church like the first person did. If they try, they'll go empty. Now, that is how I saved the branches when we did transfer. But it came by knowledge. Knowledge. So you will struggle. Your career will plateau somewhere, to be limited somewhere, if you are failing to go for knowledge. Like by this time, you don't know current styles. You are still sewing like in the 80s. Somebody still come to you. You are giving the person the hand is like parachute. In today. Today I hardly see hold your skirt, hold your tie, leave your. I hardly see it. But some time ago, it was the current trend. So if you didn't know how to sew it, you are out of business. You are out of business. There was a man who used to be in our church. And I kept praying for God to give him a breakthrough financially. I realized that the work he was doing, and I was afraid, I couldn't tell him that Juma now, you know. Because the work he was doing, when I knew him, now I'm in my 30s. So when I knew him, I was around 12 years. When I knew him. And when I knew him, the work he was doing is the same thing that he's doing. The product he was selling, the same product. He goes to take that thing, car wash. Do you know car wash? Yes. You still call it car wash, right? Like jeans, kind of. Then, the button. Then, those days, it used to be, you know, baggy, it used to be nice. Then you leave one hand like that. Then, like you are Don Dada. Those days, when he goes for the folds, then he will trim it to size. Sometimes jeans. Then he will trim the jeans to size. Now, in the biaba. Now, how many people wear that car wash? How many people still... Like, that thing was really worrying me. How many people... a lot of you, don't you buy from boutiques now? Even those of you who buy from even folks, your one level and your folks will be there, coffee, cup, and pump. True or not true? The kind of shirts that he used to take in those days when I was young, he used to give me some. So those days, I really like them. But now when I grew up, I became a pastor, and he joined the church, he used to bring me some. When he brings it, then I also dash it. He saw I was not wearing it. Then he stopped bringing it. Because, Tale, times don't change. Times don't change. Shit. Now I want to start. Now I pimp up money. Now I didn't say I saw waste. So I have been praying for this man for breakthrough. But debia or cotton idea, if we are not the call, if we almost we see Kromna on the Nam South, me Nantia, Kopukwas, no, Nantia, no, but yeah, those who carry things. And you see, those days it was working for you. Those days, a lot of people, or TV, who chairman, or our frail now, then, or shimuna, or measure. But see, they are on the internet, they are checking for sex, they are checking for this. They are checking for that. Uncle Tom said, "I have seen a start. Now you teach to chat. I have nutrition. Now you need a dinner. You do I say share a record? Like you will not bite." So I kept praying for that man, and that business never succeeded because he had to change what he was selling. But he was refusing to change. It's like he was stuck to the old jeans, old. Like he was stuck. Now that's how some of us we are. We are kind of stuck with the old thing that we think we are doing. The old thing. Listen, if your business was space to space in those days, and today you are still doing space to space, what prayer will I pray for you to have market? Assuming somebody is still doing space to space today, what prayer will I make? Assuming somebody is doing space to space today. Those days, wasn't it a shop? Then you they call them call something, like you enter into the business center, com center. Then you go and then say, "I'm calling somebody from Europe." Then they do I did international call. Then you sit down, they put some big earphone. Then you talk. Today, I can just pick my phone and call. Just so if I am still doing that, and I say, "Pastor, if God has called you, pray." Like you are not being real. You are not being real. You are living in the past. The times have changed. The sons of Issachar, they knew the times and the seasons according to the Bible. They understood. They understood. But Christians don't know that. Christians don't know that. We think that, yes, because God is with me, we don't need to read. We don't need to find out how things are done. You can't go to YouTube and check the modern styles that have come. You can't. Still, somebody comes to plait his hair, you plait that kind of pepper hair. Have you seen that pepper? After today, you still plait pepper hair. Then you say that the people in the... Now, what even annoys me is when they expect that the people in the church should patronize them because we are church members. Oh, you have not heard that one. You have not heard that one before. Oh, man, sorry for the couple. I'm on Tuesday and Friday, Chai. I'm on Palm Day and Friday, Chai. I didn't know who you are. I didn't know who you are. You know, because all your mass sorry banting. Me my mayor won't Chai. No. There are people who know how to crop hair in this church, but I don't crop my hair from me. I don't, one of the people who can crop hair is Pastor Cole. Oh, you are laughing. It's true. As leader, is it not true? It's true. As leader. One of the people who can crop hair is Pastor Paul. I've met him in his house cropping his brother's hair. And I asked him, said, when he was in Addis Abeba, he used to crop all his seniors. Like, it's a queue. Like, every weekend, this I beg you, crop my hair. And he used to crop. Is it? But are you sure he can crop Michael's hair? What Michael has done is from the saloon. Are you sure he can? He cannot. Even the way I curl my hair now, he cannot. He can curl that sweat thing. So you may be sowing. You may be sowing in the church, and we will not come to you. Not because we don't like you, but because you are not, you've not upgraded yourself. Did you understand the thing? You've not upgraded yourself. It's not my fault that because you are my church member, I should sow from you. At all. It's not by force. It's not by force. Obia ni see any fair intim misubi adia mesha misi chroma. Nobody will ask me say, what's your bane pama wana dabi? They will say a yefe and a yefe. So it's not like a church organization. So I have to by force wear your shoe, wear your tra, wear your no. Say knowledge.
Knowledge.
Acquire the requisite skills. If you want to succeed in that thing, you want to acquire the requisite skills. Know what to do. Know how to go about it so that you'll be successful in it. Say an amen.
Amen.
If you don't, if you are not angry with what I've said, say an amen properly.
Amen.
And snap your fingers. Snap your fingers. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. See, Pastor, we hear that I've mentioned his name in the recording. But he understands. So listen, aside your partnership with God, please invest in knowledge. Adie bia opese odu sika ko shemu no. Find out in your mafa adie no. Bi sankrofo a o maye adie ni bi. Let them tell you how they did it. Don't ask one person, because one person will only tell you one side. So ask from several people before you do that. I learned it from Bishop Oyedepo. Before he started church, he read more than 50 pastors, their biography. So I said, hey, then I have to also read from churches how they started, how they did this, how they did that. Before he started their university, he read from all the big universities in the world. That is why people are successful. It's not just because God is with them. God is with them, it's important. But learn the right things. Go for the knowledge. Go for the skills, the modern trends. As long as it does not negate the word of God. Go for it. Hosea 4:6. What did he say? He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being my priest. Because that means that even if you be a pastor, God wants you to go for knowledge. That's why I went for knowledge. That's why there's a clear difference between pastors who are educated in this world and those who are not educated. There's a clear knowledge. You know, when I was growing up, there was an erroneous ideology that was there that, oh, if God has called you, don't go to school. So somebody advised my parents that Akolawe, Michelle said, oh, yeah, Nadina, Unia, or so for an obedio. It's the most same music I can say secondary school. I'm going to call Bible school. That I don't even deserve to go to secondary school. Because they can see that when I grow up, I'll become a pastor. Now, there are some men of God too that God has called them and they said that no, you know, human being must teach me the Bible. God himself will teach me the Bible. So I'll not go to Bible school. Now, I mean, our frame, and any part. It's ignorance. Even Jesus sat to be taught by the Gamaliel. He sat down to be taught. He asked questions and they answered. That's education. He asked questions and they answered him. So, no matter what you want to do, if you don't want to be destroyed, if you don't want to perish, then you must subscribe to the right knowledge about what you want to do. How do you become a marketer? For you to start taking awards, for you to start getting clients. You have been moving from customer to customer. You talk and talk and talk. Nobody buys from you. Then there is a way you are doing it. There's a way. It's not everything that is spiritual. Find out how marketers present issues. Find out how they dress, how they appear. Find out what they sell. Everything has its own unique proposition. I've forgotten it. I did a little. Yes. So you must find out your unique proposition or whatever you call it. That thing about you, about your product that people must die for. You must look for it. You must look for it. Like every human being, there is something nice about you. For somebody, it is jire. If it's smile, he has something there. Somebody, something is dimple. For someone, they say it's the leg. So said, oh, when so his husband married her because he saw the Anantu.
Oh, it's true. There are people that is because of their hips. There are people, it's something else. So whenever you are selling something, there is something that you need to present. But if you don't know all these things, you just carry, then you start going about. You say, I prayed in my room, God is with me. As I was with your father Abraham, so will I be with you. Don't over spiritualize the thing. The spiritual side has its place. Knowledge and skill also has its place. Go for it. It's not waste time. It's not wasting of time. Preparation time is never a waste of time. What will give your business and your career stability is the current information and skills you are operating per time. What will give your work stability? Bible says, Isaiah 33, 6, that wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of their times. That means that you will be stable in your time by the knowledge you have. If your business will be stable, no matter the change of government, no matter the change of the economic level of the country or whatever, if your business will be stable, if your ministry will do well, if what you are doing, your career, whether COVID or no COVID, if they will not lay you off and you'll be very important to the company, the knowledge you are applying, your boss cannot afford to lose you. Since you started doing the work that you are doing, what new trend or what new thing have you learned and you've added? What new thing? You see, as a pastor, I still learn. I still learn. I have to read. I have to study. I have to do my own personal school. I have to read. I have to study. I have to go for knowledge. I have to listen from other men of God preaching. Before I preach any message, I listen to about 3 or 4 people preaching it from different angles. If this month, like this man, like this, I'm preaching on business, career, breakthroughs, and stuff. Before I decided to preach, I have listened to what Wade Pope preach. I've listened to what Pastor Paulinetti preach. I've listened to what Bishop Nasari preach. I've listened. I have people, I call it research. When you open my diary, you see I've written some places, research. When I say research, it means that I sat down to listen to another human being God used. Then I write down what they all said. Then I now know which one I want to feed my people with, which one I agree with and which one I don't agree with. But I do research. That's why lecturers are giving research allowance in school. Because you cannot say that when you completed your doctorate or your professorial whatever 10 years ago, the same principles now baby today. Things are changing. New trends. You are taking your I'm going to tell you who has caught. You are here, but your heart is somewhere. You are here, but your heart is somewhere. But you are not alone, don't worry. All the men here, they want to know what's happening. Mitch, I want to know who has called. Everybody. But at least we have tried that, we still came to church. We have tried. Clap for the men. Clap for them. It's okay, don't clap loudly. Hey, you have forgotten the season in which we are. Hallelujah. Let me finish the teaching. But are you getting something? If you will be relevant, if you will be stable, no matter change of government, no matter change of location, where you are, where you operate, if you will be relevant or you still your business will be stable, you must keep going for knowledge. Last week, I just went to sit down from Monday to Friday. I was in another man's church. Morning session, evening session, morning session, evening session. I left my church. 3 days program we had. Very, very important. I never missed such a program. I've never missed it before. Since I started church, I had a program and I'm not there. My face is on the program, but I'm not there. This is the first time it has ever happened. The reason is because I couldn't also cancel the program because it's in the church policy that every first week of the month. So the program must hold. Thank God that I have other pastors who are well able, who can do it.
Who can do it? But I went to sit down and listen to other men of God teaching me how to do ministry, how to succeed as a pastor. That is what we call knowledge and skill. And it's not just the morning and the evening. I paid 500 cedis and registered for something they were doing called master class. And that is in the afternoon, 2 hours, master class. One of the class was how to grow your church from 100 to 500. Don't I need it? He said, no. My bomb pie. I mean, my master. Then I'll be in my room. That somebody has grown his church to over 50,000 or whatever, and the person is coming to tell me the secret. Just pay 500 cedis and get it. You will not pay. Chisel man. You want to pray and get it. Meanwhile, God says, go. Go there. You have somebody teaching it. You see, black people, we don't like knowledge. Say, if you want to hide anything, put it in book. Black man. I pay somebody. See, the 500 is not part of title. It's not part of offering. It's not part of what I sent to my own father. No, no. This one is master class. Somebody say, yeah, sorry, so soon I chiaka. Yes. The knowledge they are giving, you have to pay for it. It's not morning session and evening session. That one, everybody comes on. But the master class, only the serious ones. And I paid for it. I paid for it. And few people, because Africans, we don't like to pay for anything. I paid for it. Continue like that. How to do other businesses as a pastor? How do you get other income from other businesses or other things? It was another class. I went. 4 different classes. I went. Oh. On Saturday, they were doing a class for business. How to be a businessman, if you're a businessman, and then all that. I'm not a businessman. I'd wanted to also know what they would teach, so I come and teach my businessmen. But my money was finished, so I couldn't go. But I called the businessmen I have in this church, and I told them that another church is doing business meeting, breakfast meeting. And the businessmen, some of them are telecommunication giant from Congo and other places. They are coming to teach how to do business. Go. I send my members, who I know are big businessmen in this church, and I asked them to go. 3 of them I sent, only one went. Meanwhile, 500 cedis, they have more money, they can pay. I know they can pay. I know they can pay. I know they can pay. But they didn't go because it's not important. Up to today, they've not even asked me that, daddy, that thing you spoke about, it's not important. Only one person went. So if knowledge is not important, why would I direct my church member to another church for something? Something I know I may not be able to give well. People have come who are businessmen, and they are coming to train people to excel in business. Then I say, me, I'm a pastor, I want to teach it. What example? No, are you getting it? Tell somebody, don't destroy your own career. Go for knowledge. Go for knowledge. You want to be an accountant? Go for knowledge for it. How do you? You don't even know that you have to charter part 1, part 2, part 3. You are using your mouth to say that Nyamia Dumutime is a chartered accountant. You don't even know how to be a chartered accountant. Ask questions. Go for knowledge. And those of you who are in your own business, go for trainings. Attend conferences, training workshops like I did. Read wide. Read about it. Go on the internet. Read how things are done. Watch new skills. Even cooking. Cooking is on YouTube. Cooking is on YouTube. Go and learn it. I get what I'm saying. The only food you can do is what your mother taught you 18 years ago. 18 years ago. I have a very young sister who is not even at the SHS. For my adopted family. Every day you go and meet her at home, she's learning a new dish. She's learning a new dish. Every day, she's learning a new dish. Then when you go, you say, hey, today I found a new dish. Prayer Prince, I will do it for you to taste and see. Small girl, she can cook. She can cook like variety.
continental, local, not because her mother taught her. In fact, or the NAA experiment.
Experiment or CD.
You see, you are growing. You are growing. Very soon, you'll be married. You don't even know how to cook well. Meanwhile, every day you have computer, you have phone. What stops you from learning how to do Gano soup on this thing? Well, what stops you? Just write how to prepare and perceive. Just write and see. They said somebody's called Sweet Ajele. Go to YouTube, write Sweet Ajele and subscribe to Sweet Ajele.
Clap your two hands.
Tell somebody, Sweet Ajele will help you. Sweet Ajele
will help you.
Hallelujah. How many of you know that David was a successful soldier? Look at me. Don't be distracted. I'll close you very soon. How many of you know that David was a successful soldier? David was a successful, like, he conquered. He fought. He fought, sir. God himself said, you can't build me a church. Too much blood. You have killed too many people. A man whose bride price. Do you know what David used for bride price? Head. It's not head. You have been told his head. No. 1,000 manhood. Yes. 1,000 pennies. You're laughing. Go read your Bible. 1,000 pennies. That means he has to kill 1,000 soldiers and cut their pennies. And that is what Saul said he needs for a bride price before he will give his daughter to David. Where? So David was a warrior. But listen, you will tell me that David was a warrior because an angel was with David. Because an angel came to fight for David. Because God was with David. But look at why David was a good warrior. Read this one as we close. Psalm 18:34. Look at David. He says, he teaches my hands to make war so that my arms can bend the bow of bronze. He says, I can bend a whole arrow, a whole bow. I can hold your weapon and break it because God taught me how to do it. God taught me. So David was trained. He just didn't get up and was killing Goliath. He was trained. He taught my hands. Charlie, let your hands be taught how to do the beauty, whatever. You say you want to be a beautician. Learn it. Like, go for training. Go for training. Whatever you want to do, go for training. Be taught. Psalm 144 verse 1. Blessed be the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. That's why David was unstoppable. Because he was trained. May you be trained. Yes. May you also give yourself to training. Yes. So every one of you here who is an apprentice, don't joke with what you are doing. You are preparing yourself for a great career in the future. But if you joke with your training time, you see that you become a master. Nobody comes to you. Somebody comes to you once, it's by mistake, they never come back. First fool is always not a fool. If somebody comes to you once, it is not a customer. The person is not your customer. If he comes again, he's now your customer. So what will bring him back again after coming the first time is how you were offered the service. How good you are. How good you are. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
So go for knowledge and go for training. It's not a waste time. My wife is a pharmacist, and when we got married, every few weeks or month, she says she's going to do some training. Every few weeks or month, she's online, she's doing training. Then after the end of the training, she'll be giving a certain credit. She'll be giving a certain credit in the pharmacy, whatever. She'll be giving always training. They have to upgrade themselves because there are new diseases that have come. New diseases. So they have to be trained on it. By you yourself, you have completed school, 19, whatever. Some of you, I can even shock you that what you learned when you were apprentice, as I'm talking to you now, you have forgotten a lot. You know the deception of life? The deception of life is that Mekai is the deception of life. When somebody now come and sit in front of you and say, now make the person up, you realize that you have forgotten.
realize that you begin to talk to the person. Whatever you can happen, but you realize that you have forgotten because you are not using it.
I get what I'm saying.
So, periodically, go for refresher course. Refresher course.
Recently, one of our immigration leaders in Barbara, he told me they are going for another training, 3 weeks.
But you finish your, you are now, I mean, it's, you have to go again. Evans also called and said, I'm going for training. You are the only person who has finished everlasting school. Tell the one by you are the only one who has completed everlastingly. You are the only one. With the way you hear, no training for you. Clap your 2 hands for the Lord. Rise up to your feet. I hope somebody understood me. You will be successful in your career.
Amen.
As your prophet, I speak over you. You will be successful in your career.
Amen.
I pray for you. You will excel in your career.
Amen.
Whatever you do with your hands, as a student, you will be excellent.
Amen.
As a worker, you will be excellent.
Amen.
You will not be a mediocre. You will not be an average person. You will not be the neck. You will be the head. Are you hearing me? Lift up your 2 hands.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.